senior physiotherapist at Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care for people who are in need. In this today's episode, I am going to talk to you about 5 lifestyle strategies for pain management. Pain is a complex phenomenon. Pain could be of 2 forms. The pain that kicks off from an intense body workout in the form of pain that can induce a positive change in you. The other form of pain is simply just a pain that causes terrible discomfort and agony, leading to huge distress. For instance, the pain that developing from a bad fall causing an ankle twist or sprained leg. However, both these forms can make one's day-to-day life difficult. The chronic pains are the worst as they tend to linger on for a long time. This not only challenges the body physically but also emotionally, sometimes even resulting in increased levels of stress. In addition to prescribed medications, one of the proven effective strategies to manage pain is through physiotherapy. In physiotherapy, the patients are advised to adopt some lifestyle changes along with the therapy to attain an improved physical and mental well-being. We at Kapar Physiotherapy, a center for pain management, formulate a quality extensive plan for treating the pain coupled with lifestyle strategies for better pain management of all our patients by improving their quality of life. Through this blog, we hope to disseminate some of the lifestyle strategies to make pain manageable that has proven to be successful in our myriad patients to overcome the agonies of pain. 5 most important strategies for pain management by best pain management doctors in Bangalore at Kapar. First of all, know how to manage stress. The agony of pain escalates and persists for a long time when you are under stress. Stress adversely affects not just your mental well-being but also your physical health. Tensing your muscles and gritting your teeth are evident physical signs of stress. Simple routines such as focused breathing exercises, listening to calming music or meditation can greatly help manage stress. Learn and practice to calmly approach the situation or factor that is stemming from the stress within you. The next one, be physically alert and active. Most day-to-day pain is frequent and exaggerated in a lethargic body. By being physically alert, you can manage as well as avoid pain. When your body is engaged in physical activity such as aerobics or cardio, the body releases a feel-good hormone scientifically termed as endorphin. These endorphins function as natural pain relievers. If you hate the idea of exercising, take up Zumba dance sessions. Keep in mind to always consult your physician before taking up a vigorous activity, especially if you are above the age of 40 or you have recently undergone surgery or if you are suffering from any metabolic disorders. The third one, sleep well. Some pains are directly associated with the quality of sleep you get. Relief from the pain in the knee or joints and even sciatica pain is speedy when you get a good amount of quality sleep. You may feel groggy and drowsy after an interrupted or sleepless nights. This could sometimes be due to the medications. Typically, waking up from a good night's sleep is crucial as it governs the energy level and mind. A well-slept body can fight pain better than a sleep-deprived body. The fourth one, watch what you eat. Nutritional factors greatly impact pain. A professional dietitian will be able to better understand your deficiencies and tailor a diet accordingly that best suits you and your purpose. It caters to pain related to knee joint pain or upper back pain. Diets are suggested along with physiotherapy sessions in order to fasten the process of recovery. A well-balanced diet contributes to the overall improvement of the physical health of the body and mind. Now, The last but not the least strategy, that is, take it easy. The most important factor to any cure is to maintain a positive attitude. The fast-paced lifestyle and the demanding jobs let no one escape from the loop of stress. The exhaustion from this gravely affects your well-being. It is important to know to prioritize health. When under immense pressure, always take a break, grab a tea or listen to music, and reboot yourself for the task ahead of you. Taking some time off in between the schedules can help you freshen your mind and reset your mind in ways that will leave you surprised. I hope you got something about pain management in physiotherapy. I know you may have doubts and questions about this. Don't hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. So, today I'm gonna wind up this session. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic, and by this I am signing off.